This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul, and today we're talking about the surprising loyalty of cats. Lots of people think that cats are aloof and only care about their humans because they feed them. But we get lots of stories about cats exhibiting the same kind of loyalty that we expect from dogs. I'm going to share two of those stories with you today. From Chicken Soup for the Soul, my clever, curious, caring cat. In our first story, Loretta Oland, who lives in a trailer, tells us about the cat that perched on the deck railing of the next door trailer. He seemed to never move from that spot. And it turned out that Buddy's owners had moved away and left him behind, and he was waiting for them to come back. Loretta says, "As the days passed, we saw him keeping his lonely vigil in all sorts of weather. We took food and water over for him and gave him some attention. Months passed, and Buddy still waited for his humans to return. Loretta and her mother started bringing Buddy inside at night because it was getting cold. He seemed okay with that, but every morning he would still return to his vigil at the trailer next door. If they tried to keep him inside where it was warm, he would cry and insist they let him go back to his old home. Buddy waited for his people to come back for a whole year before he finally gave up and accepted that Loretta and her family would be his new humans. And then something happened that really worried that poor cat. His new humans packed up and were getting ready to move into a house. Buddy knew what packing looked like, and he knew what had happened the last time his humans had packed up. While the other cats happily played with all the moving boxes, Buddy tried to destroy the boxes with his claws. Loretta says, "We did our best to reassure him he was not going to be left behind. Yet Buddy was still learning to trust us when we had thrown these doubts and uncertainties at him. He didn't eat as much and he started to lose weight. That cat was so relieved when they moved and they took him with them. But over the many years that Buddy lived with them, one thing never changed. Whenever a box entered their house, he clawed it to bits. Loretta says he was the only cat they ever had who didn't like to play with boxes." So Buddy the cat kept a vigil for a year waiting for his old owners to return. And Rehab Sawa shares another story with us about an extremely loyal cat, one who had an uncommon bond with her. Rehab grew up in Damascus, Syria, and she was accustomed to seeing street cats all over the city. Feral cats are much more common in other countries than they are in the U.S. or Canada. Rehab and her sister knew a cat in their neighborhood and watched her give birth to many litters of kittens right behind their house. Rehab connected deeply with one of those kittens, and she would play with him in the yard. Even though he lived outside, he was her cat, and he even walked her to school every day. And the cat, who she named Skippy, wasn't truly an outdoor cat. Without her mom knowing, Rehab would sneak him into her bedroom at night, and he would sleep at her feet until dawn when he'd leave through the window. Then, to fool her mother, the cat would come around to the door of the house in the morning as if he were greeting Rehab for the first time that day. Rehab and Skippy were a team for years until she made a big decision. she would go to college in the United States. She would be leaving her whole family, including Skippy, and the poor cat wouldn't know what had happened to her. Months later, Rehab's mom told her that Skippy kept going to her bedroom window looking for her until she told the cat that Rehab wouldn't be coming back for a long time. The cat stopped coming by then, and Rehab was worried that he was dead. After all, he lived the hard life of a feral cat without her around to take care of him. More than a year later, Rehab went back to Damascus for a visit. She carried her luggage into the house and went to the kitchen for a glass of water and saw movement. She did a double take. It was Skippy waiting for her outside the kitchen door, as he always had. He hadn't been there for many months, but now, suddenly, he had returned. Rehab says, over the next 3 days, Skippy and I relived our old rituals. This time, I told my mother I wanted him to stay with me overnight. I didn't want to hide him anymore. At the end of those 3 days, Skippy bid me farewell in his usual affectionate way, and that was the last time I ever saw him. Skippy lovingly shared beautiful moments with me that I carry in my heart to this day. Those precious bonds defy time and space, and they open our hearts such that we are never the same again. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories about these amazing cats from Chicken Soup for the Soul, my clever, curious, caring cat. You can go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button to read more about this book and all the topics that it covers. And you'll find it wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, Books A Million, and your local independent bookstore. If you'd like to share your own story with our readers, click on Submit Your Story on our website. You'll see the topics we're working on, you'll see our writing guidelines, and also the form that you fill in to submit your story for consideration. We're always working on half a dozen topics, and you might find one that fits a story that you've always wanted to tell.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.